Tony, how much are you looking forward to it then, as Rob says?
I think it's going to be ecstatic. I think the preparation has been good. We've got some good lads on board and, yeah, we're ready to rumble.
3 months ago, since I was stood up on that balcony with you up there and we were talking about what the future held for Rotherham, having secured your place in the Championship, this summer's been a busy one though, hasn't it, in terms of recruitment once again?
I think the preparation, John, has been superb. It seemed to take forever, but we've had lots of options. We've took care, and the detail to attention has been really good. And I think the outcome of that is that we've got some really good, talented, experienced and young players.
Yeah, experience is one thing, isn't it? That's something you spoke about last season, getting players who knew this division.
Yeah. I think we learnt a lot last season. You know, the first time in the Championship, and you know, it's given us a knowledge that we needed to have to prepare for this season. And the expectations are quite high, you know. And I think that the preparation in detail has been slow but methodical.
The backing that you've given Steve Evans again, though, I've mentioned 11 new players. It's a lot of backing, isn't it? Was there ever a time when you thought we need to do things differently this summer and maybe not go down the route of recruiting so many players?
Well, we say so many players. You know, people have come, people have gone, and we balance as books. You know, we run it like a business, Johnny. And I'm saying that if you look at the names and the details of the players that we've got on board, you know, you've got experience, you've got vitality and youth. And I think that combination that we've got is something that we can look forward to an exciting season.
And you've got Steve Evans again as well. We were up on that balcony talking to him about the links that he'd had with the Peterborough job, and he said he was staying here because of the ties he has to the club, the town, and yourself as well, the personal ties there. An important factor that he's still the man in that dugout.
Well, he's getting part of the family now, Johnny. It's 3 years now, and you know, we know Steve Evans. Steve Evans knows us. And, you know, we're creating a culture at Rotherham where what we want is the ambition, the drive, determination. That won't leave us. And, you know, Steve knows that. He knew it when he came. And he's actively now working harder than he's ever worked in his life to make sure that we can see the El Dorado, which is the Premiership, as soon as possible.
And we know that this has been a big learning curve for you over the last few years. When you took over the club, you said you weren't a football man yourself, but that stability you have here, I think Steve Evans is actually the longest serving manager in the Championship now at 3 years, as you say. So that stability is key. Is that something that you see?
Well, I do, yeah, because I've had one company, one wife, and I like the fact that when you spend a lot of time in the early days of bringing managers in, and you know, and we've not been 100% every time, and we've now got Steve Evans. What Steve Evans has got is drive, passion. He wants what we want. The dialogue is superb, and we're going into what probably is his fourth season now, and I just think that at Rotherham now we've got someone that's got long standing, full understanding, no mysteries. We know where we're going, and it's foot down and straightforward.
You mentioned the Premier League. That's the aim longer term. But what's the aim this season?
I think it's probably now, because of the long preparation, I think it's going to be exciting to see how good that preparation was. We know it's been good, but the calculation really is how we perform, how we combat teams coming here and playing away, and not dodging the question, but I want to be above halfway. And, you know, and if we can show that, and we're knocking at the door of the promotions, playoffs, then we'll take it then to the next level.
Is it realistic then, that, do you think?
Well, what is realistic? You know, if you look at the booking and the betting of the bookmakers last season, you know, they would certainly have put Bournemouth up there, you know. And Bournemouth, the Blackpools, there's teams that shown that on the day, on the season, they can perform better than they ever thought they could. And I'm a realist. I think what I need to do is, with the manager, see how we go on the next 6-10 games and take it from there.
Because we know what the Championship's like. We know the huge clubs that are in the Championship, don't we? And with all due respect, Rotherham are one of the smaller clubs. But teams like that can make it, can't they? Is that something you've looked at, those other clubs then, the likes of Bournemouth, and said, how have they done it? How have they had the infrastructure to get there?
Well, I think with the sort of smaller clubs, what you have to do is work harder. What you have to do is to go into more details. What you have to do is get value for money. And all these things that apply to clubs that if you like, go beyond what the level of expectation is. And that's what Rotherham's about. It's about not misbelieving, but it's working hard to get people to work together like a band of brothers, create that fellowship, and go to parts where Rotherham's never been before.
I wanted to ask you about the stadium as well, and there was lots of talk over expansion, wasn't there, of the stadium. What's the latest on that front of things?
Yeah, well, you know, it's ongoing work and progress. We've had three meetings with the architects and the builders. You know, we're going beyond just extending the seating. We're talking about boxes, we're talking about commercialisation, whatever. And, you know, it's going to be another 2 or 3 weeks until we're deliberated. As a businessman, nobody's talked about what it's going to cost, and I need to get that clear. And again, same as with players, same as with business, you want value for money. And that's what we're seeking to get. We're deep into discussions, and until I'm happy that we've got the deal that's good for Rotherham, good for me, then I shall keep talking, and as soon as things come to the surface, I'll be talking to you.
So if all of those factors come into place, the jigsaw puzzle's put together, what sort of time frame would you like to do it over? Because I presume you wouldn't want to do it during the season, because you wouldn't want anything to happen that would reduce the capacity here.
Well, what's interesting, John, is that the architect has actually convinced me that it can be done in season as well as out of season. But I don't know the cost implication of that. It was always, you know, the prior thought before we built the stadium was to be able to extend it as we saw fit, as we go up the ladder. So there's nothing new to the extension. It's not that we're not going to do it. It's not that we're taking us time to do it. It's when we fit it in that's appropriate to the other things around the stadium. And people know in Rotherham what we've had to sort of look at, you know, the guests and crimes. I think we've definitely been very careful working with English Heritage to prepare for that. So it's a lot of things to do with the commercialism and football of Rotherham that we're taking due care and attention and taking the time to deliberate, which is what we're doing now, to bring about the changes that we need.
Well, Tony, we really appreciate speaking to us on BBC Radio Sheffield. Enjoy the game today, and no doubt the season ahead.
Thanks ever so much, Johnny. All the best.